Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Woohoo! Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Go, go.
You say done.
Love that. Love that for us. Yeah. I've got to go back home, though, to my...
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. I can't wait for you to hear that story. That is...
Something happened with my housemate. He did something.
It's a bit crook, isn't it? Knowing the guy and about him, like, there's no... I don't think this... It's an innocent thing from his part. I don't think he saw the weirdness of it, but...
It's not... It's a bit NQR. I've asked a lot of people. They've all said it's pretty gross. Some people have said, what about the environmental factor herbs? Which I understand.
Oh, yeah, there's but that, I, but...
The point of what I did was to relax, and I don't think that's what you would do if you did what he did.
Oh, I'd be stressed thinking about the whole scenario. What else? Massive Macca's order.
Huge.
That's incredible, really.
I have to say, I think I let you down today. You came in with so much optimism.
How do you not know who Christina Applegate is?
Christina Applegate. That's her name. I do know. She's in...
Anchorman.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night. Is she also in The Truman Show?
Oh, potentially.
No, she's not. She's not in that one, actually. Okay. That's why I don't know.
She's in a lot.
Well, now you're learning things about me. I'm not that good. Oh. Maybe we should roll reverse it next time.
Yeah, okay, but it's a team game. We're still one entity in that game. Exactly. So we both lost.
Yeah,
that's
we
all
did.
Right. You can catch it all right now on the podcast.
I'm in a share house now, Josh, in Torquay.
Yeah.
Three lovely housemates.
How exciting.
It's great fun. It's great fun.
Something, a good number.
Something happened on the weekend, though. It involved one of the housemates and myself. And I don't know where I stand on it.
Okay.
I've lived in many share houses before, and I've never had this situation unfold in front of my eyes.
All right, okay.
So, obviously, we're in lockdown on Saturday.
That's right. Yeah.
I was working until 2 here.
Yep.
So after my shift, headed home, wanted to go for a walk. Unfortunately, it started to drizzle at that stage.
Oh, yeah, because it's nice, like, and then all of a sudden it was raining.
Just annoying.
Nice, and then raining, yeah.
Luckily, we've got an exercise bike in the garage, so I thought, hop on the bike for a while. Made a few phone calls, over an hour passed, so by the time
on the bike.
Yeah. I was paying my auntie hung up with me. She's gone, I can't handle that. I've got to go.
Yeah, right, okay.
She's like, sorry, I just got a hill, you know? Yeah. And so by the time I got off the bike, I am dripping in sweat.
Yeah.
I'm a sweater on a cold day.
Yeah.
After exercise, leaking, pouring, not good. So I walk inside and two of my housemates, I'm going to change their names for this story, Jack and Jill.
Reba.
They were there. And I kindly asked them, I said, hey, guys, you know, just did a workout yesterday, legs quite sore. Wouldn't mind relaxing, seeing we can't do too much. I'm just going to have a bath. Is the bathroom free?
Yeah, yep.
Jack and Jill both said, yeah, that's fine. Hop in, Herbs, it's all yours. And so I was about to make my way down to the bath, and then Jack said to me, oi, Herbs, how long do you reckon you'll be? I said, how long? He goes, yeah, how long will you be in the bath? I've gone, oh, I don't know. Was planning to relax a while. I just poured myself a nice glass of red, had set up the laptop.
You know, it's going to be a half hour plus activity.
Exactly. He said maybe an hour. Yeah, probably an hour because you don't want to overdo it and prune up and turn all wrinkly.
Yeah.
It ruins the point of the bath. And he said, so an hour. I've gone, yeah, an hour. He goes, brilliant. I'll hop in after. It's at this stage I'm now... looking at Jill, and Jill says, oh, I don't know about that. Like, Herbie's just been working out. You're going to be in all her body odour and juices and everything in the bath.
Yeah.
He goes, no, that's fine. And so I proceed to have my bath. I, after my bath, have a quick shower because, you know, you feel like you're still a bit dirty.
Yeah,
you just
have rinsed
off.
Because you've just been
exactly.
Water, yeah.
So then I'm out after my shower and bath, just in the living room. Jack comes up to me and goes, Herbs, how long you been out? Probably 5 minutes. He says, beauty, the water will still be warm.
Oh,
and hopped in.
Oh, nah. You got to go. You got to go. That is just, that's off. That's not for me at all. On so many levels. You got to go. Debbie and Josh.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
So this is one of our favourite games because this is where we work together.
And I love how always optimistic you are. You build it up throughout the afternoon. You go, who am I? This is going to be our day. And you've said it today. This is our day.
We only failed by one last time, I think, or one or two.
Yeah.
It was very close. Very, very close.
We always come closer.
So this is based off, as I was saying before, Alan Cumming. I don't know, he's a very famous actor. I'm not sure you'd be aware of him, but he turned down a role in Harry Potter. So these are all people that have turned down major roles in, like, big franchises. That's
okay.
Our theme today.
Who was he going to play in Harry Potter?
One of the professors.
Oh.
Yep.
Dumbledore.
No, I don't think so. He's a bit younger for that.
Snape.
No, that wasn't the one.
Is Hedwig one? Or is that a person?
That's an owl.
I don't know if we're going to do too good at this game.
No. Alrighty, so we get a minute on the clock. I can't say who they are. I just have to say clues to help you get that person. We've got 10, 1 minute on the clock, and we just have to get through all 10.
Okay, all right.
It's a team effort here.
I'm actually nervous because I know you really want to get the 10 here.
I do.
And it's on me.
All right. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's kick it off with this one. She's in Batman's Catwoman. She's the intern. She's really annoying. Sort of lady.
Anna. No, Devil's Prada.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep going.
Okay, pass. A very good looking man. He was in a motorcycle gang. What is that show called?
Quentin Tarantino.
No. It's like Sons of Anarchy. The good looking dude.
I don't know his name.
Oh, are you kidding? Pass.
Anchorwoman.
So she was Anchorman in that movie next to...
Blonde Lady.
The Blonde Lady, yeah. Come on.
I don't know her name. Pass.
In Devil Wears Prada, the other...
Anne Hathaway was the other one.
Yeah, that is. Bang. And who else was in that movie? The young receptionist.
Moira.
No, whatever her name was. The English lady.
Oh, Emily Blunt.
Yeah, bang. The guy with Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Sort of looks like Wolverine, but no, it's not going to work. Don't worry about it.
Matt Damon.
Close. Oh. Jake Gyllenhaal. Went into doing well. How many did we get there?
Oh, probably two, Josh.
Two.
And you thought that was going to be 10.
We're getting 3. Louis Zacker from the newsroom is giving us 3.
Do not clap me, Louis. I appreciate it, but don't clap me because that was horrendous.
I thought we'd go well. Charlie Hunnam was the good-looking dude.
Who?
Charlie Hunnam. Surely you know him.
You
know who he is, don't you, Louis?
Yeah. Louis's not playing, unfortunately, and I don't know who he is.
Okay.
Charlie Hunnam,
yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry, everyone.
Have a look. You'll be happy for it.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Oh, I've done a Herbie, and I want to know if this is okay. So, we actually have a poll up right now on our Instagram account.
At K-Rock.
Can you shop without shoes? Like, can you walk into a store without shoes? Now, I would say no.
But wait, why did you say I've done a Herbie?
Well, I just
and
feel
I've
like,
done this. Hang on, you've done this.
I feel like you lower yourself sometimes, and I just. That's where we am. That's where I am in life at the moment. So, as you would know, I had a moonboat on because I had a torn tendon.
Well, no, you still have. It's recovering. You've got a torn tendon and a fracture in your foot.
But I'm out of the moonboat now, which is fantastic.
Yes.
So the other day, I have to take my moonboat on and off as I get into the car because the way the injury is, I can still drive fine. No
yes.
issue at all. Backwards, forwards, doesn't
dangerous
matter.
Still.
No, it's not. It's fine. It's absolutely not a danger to anyone. Anyway, so I got in, got home, and I said to Kat, she's like, let's get some dessert. I said, oh, do you want me to go down to the store? I was like, fine. So I grabbed my moon boot, took it off and on again to get into the car, drove back down. Anyway, so I get to the Woolworths in Newtown. Now, remember, Newtown, very swanky swat.
Yeah. Up and coming. People love it there.
It's been up and coming for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so as I'm about to put my moon boot on, I realise I haven't bought a shoe for my other foot.
Oh, no.
So I was like, what do I do? Do I put the moon boot on and have one foot with no shoe?
Well, that's a bit silly then. They'd probably go, you wonder why you're in a moon boot.
Yeah, or do I just not wear shoes on at all?
Barefoot bandit.
That's, you know, I thought, what do I do? I was like, I'm going to go no shoes.
You went no shoes?
I went no shoes. Now... keep in mind, we wear pretty casual stuff to work.
Yeah, especially you today. You're in board shorts.
Board shorts.
A beanie. Unsure with what's going on there.
Nice and warm, the beanie.
Anyway, on your noggin.
Beard's a bit, you know, long at the moment. So I've like, all right, I'm just going to walk in. So I'm limping through the car park as I'm passing all the Range Rovers and, you know, the expensive cars.
Oh, yeah, the Mercs. Yeah.
Lots of them. I don't know, more than usual for this one night that I was going. And then, anyway, I'm walking in. Not even a word of a lie. The first lady I see wearing a Coco Chanel jacket. I thought, okay, she's seen me. No shoes. I've got a bandage on one foot, so I'm sort of limping. I think she thought I was homeless. I'm not even joking. She just avoided me at all costs. Even the lady at the front desk, because you're supposed to scan in with the QR code.
Yeah.
And normally if you can't do it, they've got the iPad so they can write you down.
Yep.
iPad at Newtown, mate.
Oh, sorry.
She eyes down. All right. She's saving me. So
straight away.
Now, it was wet this day, so I've got wet feet as I'm walking in. So
Josh.
So I'm trying not to slide as I'm going through the supermarket to pick up all these items. So I picked up 3 items in total. Took me 15 minutes to get around the whole shop because I didn't want to damage my ankle. So I'm walking very slowly.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
slowly,
definitely.
Like super limping. No one's coming down the aisle the opposite way because they've seen me. They're like, no way.
Odd character, strange man.
I reckon. The people just back from equestrian practice. You know, they've just seen, not for me.
This is the difference between Newtown and where I live. No one wears shoes at the Surf Coast.
That's what I'm saying. So what was the deal? What do people think? Can you, like, if I was, and when I got to the freezer section, feet were freezing because they were
wet. Well, you've gone straight to home brand as well, and people are now thinking, okay, this guy isn't getting his magnums.
He's like, should he be here? Should he be here?
You're getting the Neapolitan party cake, not the Viennetta.
So we chucked it up on our Instagram account.
What do you think?
Well, I would say, you know, no, but you said Torquay, you might be all right. You said
definitely.
Anywhere on the Surf Coast.
Wait, you can do whatever you want down Surf Coast.
Don't even need a shirt.
Turns out, no way. 76% of everyone say, no way you can't. So, Josh, you're a sicko.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a bit of an escalation.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm. If you know, you know about spiders, Josh. We know that you don't like them.
No, we know that, yeah. I hate them.
You hate them?
Oh, yuck. They just love what they do. Love, you know, great.
For the environment, yes.
Fantastic. Well, they've obviously got a purpose, not like mosquitoes, you know. Spiders, great. Do I want them crawling around? Absolutely not. I wasn't even allowed to get rid of one in the house. Cat thought it was a pet.
Similar. I had the same situation in mine.
Did you?
My house, Miles, we had some above the shower looking up, could see them. It was a bloody family of them. He said, leave them there. Probably not while I'm cleaning myself,
no,
you know?
No, you can't feel comfortable. They could drop down at any second and attack. You
see,
know?
I'm not as scared as you.
They've seen what you've done to their family members. I'm just saying, it's a big attack that's coming.
You've heard it here first. But potentially, they could be attacking soon.
Okay.
Because,
what did I say?
You know, the daddy long legs, they're always the ones that are in the bathroom in the house.
No, they're all right.
You don't mind them?
No, because they can't bite you.
Well, soon they might be able to because scientists have changed their genetics and have created daddy short legs.
Really?
Yeah. So what they've done there is they've changed the genes and tried to, you know, create these small spiders because they want to work out how the spider's legs grow so long. And so they're trying to debunk it, which is the point of it. For me, they're long. Just let them be long. You don't need to make them short.
Why?
I don't know.
They've done well on their own to get this far, you'd think. Why do we need to change it?
Spend your time doing something else.
Yeah,
you know?
Good.
Let's try and help this pandemic maybe instead of working on the daddy long legs, short legs.
I love that you went there. I thought about how can my dog live longer.
But I am going to ruin you or maybe scare you a little bit here, Josh, because I've got a few more spider facts that I want to throw at you. You don't like them.
No.
And you do like space.
Love it.
Turns out spiders can survive in space.
Really?
If you know, you know.
NASA has shown several experiments where spiders have adapted to life to the International Space Station.
Oh, right. So they're not out in actual space. They're in just basically another bathroom, but
in space. I guess. I don't take it as you leave.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Larger cities create larger spiders. If
you know, really? You
know. Yeah. Per one Australian study, home territory, certain types of spiders are not only abundant in urban spaces, but they also tend to grow bigger in highly populated areas with hard concrete surfaces and little vegetation.
Better conditions, I suppose. And I suppose, like, less predators as well.
It's odd because, like, goldfish do in their tanks.
Yeah,
spiders very
larger bodies of water.
Yeah. Interesting.
I love that you drew the two as a comparison. That's brilliant.
And this one, the world's largest spider had legs as long as a Subway footlong.
If you know, you know.
Oh, that's rank. That should be banned.
That is scary.
That's one of those bird eating ones.
I don't know what kind of. It's a Theropolis blondi.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Like a tarantula, like a big, massive type tarantula thing.
The male Goliath bird.
Yeah, bird-eating spider.
Bird-eating spider. Birds. Yeah, it's as long as a foot long. You wouldn't want that kind of thing in your mouth, would you? Ugh.
Or in your house. That's what. I don't know why you're eating it.
Because it's a foot long.
Yeah, spider. But, okay. You're cooked. You are cooked mentally sometimes.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
And every Tuesday, Herbs, we love to get this guy in the studio, have a bit of a chat with him. His name is Louis Zachary, and he's from the newsroom. Hello.
Hello. G'day.
What's going on?
It's been a pretty full-on day today, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, well, of course, the Lara case.
Yes. One thing for nothing every day.
Every day.
Craig David speaks about 7 days. 7 days in Victoria these days. Wowee.
Lucky you get the full week out of lockdown,
aren't
you?
That's right, yeah.
Let's move on to nicer things. Movies. We love watching them.
Plenty
I actually gave you a good recommendation the other day.
Trial by Fire.
Have you seen that?
No.
On Netflix. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Based on a true story. Really
yeah,
good.
Right.
What's the theme today?
Well, going on the case in Lara gave us a bit of a scare. So I thought I'd do scary movies.
Oh, I suck at these ones.
I don't know if I'm going to be good at these.
Comedies and rom-coms? Got you covered.
Scary movies just, I don't see why people put themselves through it, you know?
Surely it brings up some bad things in there. You know, mentally, it's got to be doing some damage.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to the first one.
What about Tony? He's looking forward to the hotel, I bet.
No, he meant to God.
I'm sorry, but that scared the bejeebus out of me.
Ooh.
Can we have a clue?
It's
probably
an
Johnny.
Here comes Johnny.
Oh, Shining then.
Yeah.
That was a great clue. I wouldn't have got that.
I said it and I'm like, oh, that's giving it away.
Yeah. That's all right. That's all right. Let's move on.
Do you know, it's got us one on the board, so we can't complain.
That's all that matters. Let's go next one.
Hello, Xavier. I want to play a game.
Oh, it's sore.
Yeah.
They are actually not too bad.
First one's good.
Mm.
Like, first one's great.
Yeah.
That was a really good plot twist at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think when there's a plot twist is what you want.
Second one was pretty good. Then it just sort of became just gore, didn't it?
Well, they all get a bit silly if you put in a third in the bloody mix, aren't they?
Australian dudes came up with that. Anyway, next one.
This isn't flying. This is falling with style.
That is not scary.
Wait, are
you saying Toy Story scary?
What's your guess? What movie's that?
Toy Story.
That's
one, the first one.
This isn't.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh!
I had nightmares after this.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because of his neighbour?
Yeah.
Oh, I understand that. His neighbour was evil.
That was a scary scene, wasn't it?
With the match and everything.
Yeah.
Well, it's the baby doll that he attached to the Meccano legs or whatever.
Yeah, the whole.
Actually, when you describe that, you know, that's trauma.
Yeah.
Louis, correct. That is scary.
You know what? You're right. Yeah, give it a tick. Fantastic.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, I think many of us would have found ourselves in a situation when we visited Macca's, the Golden Arches, late at night.
Yep.
Let's say maybe we went out for dinner, celebrated one of our birthdays, ended up at Laramie's, had a bit of a sesh. On the way home, you think, treat myself.
That's
time
right.
I'm
starving.
Squirt. Yeah. I don't know how you're starving. Maybe dance.
I'm starving.
Yeah, starving.
Man, you're always hungrier than you've ever been. It's incredible what you can eat.
And so the next thing you know, you've got 20 nuggets, a cheeseburger, maybe a McFlurry, chuck in a fillet of fish. Who knows why, but you've got it.
Nuggets, you always see nuggets left in the box the next day.
And it's always more, you're getting more food then than you'd normally order.
Oh, 100%. Because also, like, no shame, you don't care what anyone thinks of you.
That's time of the day.
I'm starving. and I'll eat it.
For one person over in Brisbane, they must have been starving because they woke up in the morning and they had a Macca's bill, which was, and I'm not lying here, $3,400 worth of Maccas.
That's insane.
Hi, may I take your order, please?
I'll have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, fillet of fish McFeast as well, a junior burger and cheeseburger, chicken McNuggets, six and nine.
Literally. Delicious sauces. This would have been the person.
The whole menu. Do you reckon they did that? They said, I'll get the whole menu.
The whole menu. They didn't do that because I can tell you what they got. It included 304 burgers.
304?
304. So you got 70 Angus burgers, 39 McFamily boxes, two which came with 234, as well as 39 packs of 20 McNuggets. Yum. 69 wow. large fries. And just in case that wasn't enough, I don't really get this.
It's obviously a party.
It's got to be, but someone's ordered a small vanilla Coke with no ice, a cheeseburger with no pickles. So there's one fussy person out of this whole party that's gone, hey, yeah, I would like to change mine.
Tell you
as
what.
Well as two small fries to round that off.
You know how, like, sometimes they get your order wrong? Like, good luck checking that. Good luck. You get home.
They're going to have to have left out a sweet and sour sauce there.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
You run out.
Yeah, how many? Mm-hmm. Imagine being behind them. Like, are you going drive through, or are you going in store for that?
No, you're driving through. I certainly didn't. But yeah, you're right. Stuck behind them. Poor, they're just trying to serve you. You know the worst part about it would be as well, because you get stuck behind them, right?
Yeah.
You've just seen them. They've been there for 40 minutes. You finally get up, and then you both got to go park in those little waiting bays, you know? And you're just sitting there, and you're waiting for the people to keep coming out. And you're like, oh, is this me? Nah. Straight to the car in front of you. And you're just sitting there.
They'd get to you, and they would have run out of meat.
That's right. And now they're serving breakfast.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We were talking about before, Marketplace, it seems to be the spot to be if you want to sell something from your house, doesn't it?
Oh, my housemate picked up five good pairs of sport leggings for $50.
Jeez, that's good.
A combination of the Lorna Jane, Lululemon, the real Lexi ones, you know?
For $50?
$50.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
You got to be looking and you got to be on there quick.
A lot of people have been doing it, obviously, in lockdown. They just sort of clear out their house, don't they?
Yes.
Like, hey, we can make some money at this, you know, let's get rid of some junk.
And a lot of people buy off Marketplace and then they do it up and then they resell it on Marketplace for more money.
Now, there is some weird stuff you'll find on there. You know, we do a segment on it each week. Tomorrow, in fact, Price is Right. You can join us as we, me and Herbie, go head to head.
There was a blow-up boyfriend last week.
Yeah, he bought it. now, a guy sparked a bit of horror online. So he is selling an Undertaker's dead body preparation table on Facebook Marketplace.
Wait, where a dead body lays on.
So, you know, like the coroner will assess the body to see what was the cause of death.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's that table.
A used one.
Used one, yep. He said it'd be a great opportunity for a second life where you can maybe even do it as a dinner table or dining table, he suggested.
I would not be eating anything off that
it'd
table.
It'd be weird, wouldn't it? It'd be some people would be into it. You know, I feel like there'd be people that go, you know what? I could use one of those.
But for what?
Don't know.
Like if I found out someone bought that, I'm thinking, hang on, what are they doing if they invite me over for dinner next, you know? Am I going to be the meal?
Yeah,
there's a lot of thoughts.
You know, that's a horror film in itself.
Exactly.
Not the strangest thing to find, as you can imagine.
Strange, though.
There's been some weird stuff, stuff that we've heard about, like your boyfriend that you bought.
I did.
The barbecue baked bean Christmas ornaments. So, you know you can buy the Christmas ornaments?
Oh, yeah.
Like the globey type things.
That go on the tree.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
The baubles. But this one's filled with baked beans.
Why do you need that?
$35 a pop.
$35? A tin's like a dollar.
You make your own.
What a rort.
Would you feel weird? I don't know. You'd
having
have to
baked beans on my tree?
Yeah.
They don't belong there. They belong in your belly.
So roller skates, you think, that's not odd at all. So
and coming back into fashion.
Homemade roller skates, though. So, you know, like the desk chairs that you'll see around in any workplace?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just the bottom part of that, so like the five wheels or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you strapped gum boots onto the top of it. Which is
wonder
just
how they'd work.
Not well.
Could be good for an office race.
I feel that's a lawsuit. You know, I feel like we could try it.
Cancel plans for tomorrow.
Can we sue later? I don't know. Now, there's a basketball ring as well. Now, in the picture, the basketball ring is like, it looks good. Like, it's one of those ones that can stand up on its own.
Yep.
You don't have to concrete it into the ground or anything like
that.
No
sandbags.
No, but it's lying on the ground and it says, free to good home. Turns out my kid's not as talented as I thought.
Your dad's selling something,
yeah.
Is he?
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
All right, it's where we get Herbie's thoughts, see how she's feeling today. Basically, yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes.
Okay.
All righty, kick it off with this guy, Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. He does great films.
Fantastic.
Quirky fella. Would love to go to dinner with him, you know, because I feel the conversations you would be having, you would never have expected to have had
He's
them.
An intense sort of character. I've seen him on a podcast and he just talks. He just, really? He's rapid. He's,
I wouldn't like that. I need to get my two cents
well,
in, obviously.
That's right. You guys would just be talking over at the top of each other, wouldn't you?
Are they at dinner or are they sitting individually?
Are they yelling at each other? Anyway, so he said that he's not going to give his mother any finance because she once mocked his writing ambitions as a child when he was 12 years old, and he's held on to that ever since. He's now a 7-time Academy Award winner. And, yeah, he's got $120 million in his back pocket, but none Jeez. For his mum.
You tell me to let things go.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad. That's worse
shocking.
For me.
Coco Pops.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Yum. Get in my tum. I love Coco Pops. Although, if you do leave the milk in too long, they get quite soggy, so
yeah.
you want to...
I was going to say that. I used to, like, if I left them too long, if I was too slow, I'd be like, no, Mum, I'm not eating these now.
But then you'd just drink, you'd drink the milk, though, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, 100%.
Chocolate milkshake.
Wouldn't touch the, you know, Cocoa Puffs.
Soggy.
No,
hey, thanks.
Not for me. So basically they're just talking about, and I think we've known this for a long time, transitioning from the sugary cereals in the morning to more healthy alternatives, just for better, like for kids and stuff. But
see, I get that. So we, in our family, we grew up and you just had your normal Weet-Bix and everything, although I think we had Vita-Reets. But... For our birthday, we got a birthday cereal. And because we're all born so close together around August, for the month of August, we had so much sugary cereal. It was great.
Oh, it's a good one. What were your favorite?
Countdown. I personally went for Fruit Loops, most highest sugar content, obviously.
I couldn't get around the Fruit Loops.
What did you go?
I think I was a Nutri-Gain sort of guy.
Okay. Milo cereal was big in our family too.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. Last one, wearing headphones.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Depends which type. I've got AirPods, or then if we're working, we have bigger ones.
Yeah, yeah, but that's obviously...
Yeah, for them. Yeah, because you can then reduce.
So there's this weird study out, right, saying that, like, people that wear headphones are more inclined to make less friends because they're trying to distance themselves. But I don't know if that's, like, they're studying that as, you know, people that don't want to avoid people wear headphones longer. As opposed to people that are social just wear headphones because they're listening to music or something.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I've put headphones on to avoid people, but that's because I can't be bothered chatting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not a very good source.
And you steal headphones too. Like, you get first day on the job, I gave you my spare headphones. Haven't seen them.
I don't know
how many
where
months
are.
In? 3 months.
I got new ones now.
I know. I was like, where are my headphones? No idea.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We all want to be remembered after we leave this earth.
Remembered well, I think.
Exactly. You want to have a good footprint on the earth.
Because it's funny, no one tells you how they feel about you, really.
Yeah.
Until you're gone and they speak positively about you at the funeral.
They do.
Yeah?
They do. And then when they leave... Well, he wasn't the nicest bloke.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had to say it around his muscles, but...
Ripper bloke. Not. And for one lady over in the States, she's actually been remembered on a park bench. So...
Right. That's where you want to be.
Well, it's where she liked to be. So Nina Teresa Jenkinson is her name. And supposedly she spent many hours at this park bench. And people knew that that was a lady that would come visit that bench and look out to the water. And
good spot to do it.
She sadly passed away in 2017, but because this was her bench, Nina's bench, the council and her family came together and they decided that they are going to engrave the bench.
Righto, okay.
So it does read, Nina Teresa Jenkinson, 4th of May 1959 to the 5th of May 2017.
Jeez.
And then it just has one quote. You would think maybe, lovely lady.
Yep.
Loves a bench.
Mm.
Something
nice.
No, something nice. All it says, and I would have loved to have met Nina, she took pleasure in annoying the fishermen by feeding the ducks.
Do you know what? Get around her in that opinion.
Is that how you want to be remembered, that lady?
Amazing that you can be summed up in one sentence too. All those years.
Wouldn't think I could. But it got me looking into some other obituaries where people have been maybe a little bit too honest.
Yeah, yeah.
So Raymond Allen, Big Al, he goes by. He despised canned cranberry sauce, wearing short cigarette butts in his driveway, oatmeal, loudmouth know-it-alls, Tabasco sauce, reality TV shows and anything to do with the Kardashians. It's printed in the paper.
Hated a lot of things, obviously.
A lot.
That sounds like a guy you want to be around.
But I also like when you find out things like Bill Eaves. Perhaps most important to Bill was educating people on the dangers of holding in your farts. Sadly, he was unable to attain his lifelong goal of catching his beloved wife Judy cutting the cheese or playing the bum trumpet, which he likened to a mythical rarity like spotting Bigfoot or a unicorn.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's gone to his grave with his one wish.
Didn't get there.
Didn't get there. I mean, if he was married me, he would have got it on the first date.
Well, I reckon. This office stinks.
It's not my fault. You play too.
Never.
But
never.
Trumpets.
Oh, God.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.